This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Trowbridge. New Mexico voters have among their presidential options this fall the Party for Socialism and Liberation. Heading the party's ticket is Gloria LaRiva, who was raised in New Mexico. LaRiva shares the PSL ticket with vice presidential candidate and Native American activist Dennis Banks. And we'll hear from Gloria LaRiva following this word from our media partner.
National Guard and Reserve members are true leaders, both in the military and in the workplace. They are highly skilled and get the job done every day. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, can help you recruit top-notch service members to your workforce. Hiring Guard and Reserve members is good for your business and good for your community. Visit esgr.mil/employers to learn more.
Speaking with me via cell phone while in New Mexico this week, Party for Socialism and Liberation presidential candidate Gloria LaRiva is calling this year's choice between the major party candidates for the White House an abysmal one.
With the Republican nominee Donald Trump proposing the expulsion of all undocumented workers that he calls illegal but that we call workers. And then you have Clinton, Hillary Clinton, who I believe is in the pockets of the bankers and major corporations. Both of them represent big capital, and I'm running in New Mexico on the ballot to say that a job, housing, health care, and education should be a constitutional right.
The issues the PSL stands behind are in lockstep with what Democrat Bernie Sanders proposed during the primary campaign. Sanders came in a close second to Clinton in the New Mexico Democratic primary with 48% of the vote, something that encourages LaRiva.
I think Bernie Sanders' high turnout in New Mexico is indicative of New Mexican people's liberal views, very progressive views. And for ourselves, we're very happy to see the success of the Bernie Sanders campaign.
The PSL, she says, advocates issues targeting workers and the poor.
We've been demanding the doubling of the wage in New Mexico. We think that $15 an hour is an absolute minimum that is needed for working families and individuals. $7.50, the minimum wage, is really like babysitting money. And even babysitters should get more than that. So it would be so helpful to the economy, extremely helpful to families. And we also call for free child care to be provided to working mothers and fathers.
The Party for Socialism and Liberation is not nationwide. LaRiva points out she and Dennis Banks are on the ballot across the country via three different political parties.
In California, I'm the nominee for the Peace and Freedom Party, which is a ballot access socialist party since 1968 in California. I'm the nominee for the Party for Socialism and Liberation in New Mexico, Iowa, Washington State, Louisiana, New Jersey, Vermont, and I'm on in Vermont for the Liberty Union Party.
I asked LaRiva for New Mexicans considering voting for Libertarian Gary Johnson or Green Party candidate Jill Stein as a protest why they should opt for her. LaRiva says she's running as a true alternative.
Socialism is, I think, the absolute necessity for the people of the United States to assure ourselves of a true life of dignity, of peace and justice, equality for all.
Gloria LaRiva of the Party for Socialism and Liberation on New Mexico's general election ballot. That's Stateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Trowbridge.